When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. Place your seats and trays in the upright position, fasten your seatbelt, and hang on for 3 hours of real talk, real perspective, and real news here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get it from your App Store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio. You click follow. That's it. That's all you have to do. It works seamlessly with your CarPlay. Listen, we all have, well, most of us have CarPlay in our cars now. It's a great little thing to have when you're traveling. You don't have to worry about that AM, FM signal. Get us anywhere, anytime. You have the rewind feature and can do a whole lot more. So podcasts, we got you covered there. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. And smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. It is 309, 66 degrees of clouds with some peaks of sun today on this Thursday, May 28th, 2026. Well, you know, March flew by, April flew by, and here we are, the end of May already. June is right here upon us. Hopefully everybody has some decent plans for the weekend. I was just looking at the weather. It looks pretty good. Hopefully I can get my chores done. Hopefully you could do whatever you need to get done as well. So we'll get to what's happening with Iran, which seems like delay and stall seems to be the key point there. But if it gets the end goal, again, I'm all for diplomacy first, but this is the craziest ceasefire I've ever seen with missiles flying and things being shot out of the sky and all sorts of things. But we extended the ceasefire. That's what we do have today. But really, other than that, it's more agreed to more talk. And again, these delay tactics, the Iranians' game plan is to simply wait out and hopefully the American public start complaining enough to have the administration give in. That's where we're at here. So hopefully it does not go on for too much longer. It's, you know, we keep hearing we're close, we're close. Listen, if we're not close, if they think we're just they're just stalling, maybe it's time to give them a little shake, rattle, and roll. And maybe that changes their mind. I guess we'll see. Speaking of some shake, rattling, and rolling here, Governor Shapiro kind of snuck in to Northeast Pennsylvania yesterday to have a – well, he's saying that he spoke to the residents of Archbold. Well, it's really not the case. He spoke to a select hand-picked group of people. And again, they were from all perspectives. But it's interesting that the president of the Archbold Council said that he was unaware. He was invited to the meeting, but they had other meetings. And since another council member was going, he decided not to go. And this is on social media. But he said that... We were never told the governor was going to be there. I would have made it a priority if I knew the governor was going to be there to voice my concerns directly to him. And basically, the people who organized the meeting, which appears to have been Representative Mullins from that area, Kyle Mullins, said that, well, he was unaware that the governor was going to be there till 10 minutes before he was there. Well, that's interesting because all the media was there expecting the governor, but the people who were running the meeting and the people who were attending the meeting had no idea that the governor was going to be there. Sounds a little fishy to me. But the governor was there to listen. And release his what the governor's Responsible Infrastructure Development, or GRID, plan. Standards that require data center developers to comply with new, stricter standards in order to receive support from the state. And GRID standards encompass protecting energy affordability, promoting transparency and community engagement. You get the wording there, right? Promoting transparency and community engagement, not requiring transparency and community engagement. Supporting workforce and economic development. Well, supporting workforce and economic development is a broad statement. And strengthening environmental protection. And this is according to a news release from the governor's office about this plan. None of this is mandatory, by the way. And again, if you look, listen to this GRID, what it encompasses, and it's right from the thing, protecting energy affordability. Okay, well, it's energy is not affordable now, so what are they protecting? Are they protecting the status quo? Are they protecting the increases that we're already told are coming? So what's being protected? Promoting transparency and community engagement. And again, not transparency or requirement to be transparent in community engagement and engaging the community, but promoting it. Could that be some of those pamphlets and those flyers that were sent out that really pissed a lot of people off in the Archibald area in Northeast Pennsylvania? And again, supporting workforce and economic development, a broad statement. I mean, define supporting. You know, Shapiro met with local activists and saw firsthand a community park in Archibald near where developers propose 30 data centers and natural gas power plant after spending more than an hour meeting with a group of Archibald residents and at State Representative Kyle Mullen's district office on Main Street in Blakely. Shapiro met with local media to discuss his rationale for GRID and his experience in Archibald. Mullins, District 112 Blakely, invited him to visit the district to speak with the residents, the governor said. Well, the residents is a broad statement. There was about five or six people there. And again, they were a broad selection of people, but not the residents of Northeast Pennsylvania. If the governor really wanted to immerse himself, why didn't he show up to a meeting?
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Where are all the other people that are involved with this while he was there? This was an in-and-out PR stunt by the governor. And it's interesting to see that all the different chat groups and Facebook pages and the internet that's rallying the residents, the community themselves, for data centers have seen through that. I mean, it's very easy to go through the pages, which I'm a member of a few of them, and see that they're not buying it. So this kind of fell flat on its face. The grid infrastructure plan that he brought out would have been good a year and a half ago. Today, it's a little too little, a little too late type thing. And again, there's no requirements in it. It's not mandatory. It's all voluntary. It's basically a CYA for the governor because he knows this is a third rail item. And he's kind of caught in the middle of it. He's actually standing on the third rail. And he doesn't know what to do right now. So I'm gonna shoot in and shoot out and have this PR stunt. And I'm going to put all over social media, I met with the residents of Archibald. No, you didn't. You met with a handpicked selection. Handpicked by Kyle Mullins, who, you know, what's his status on the data centers? I mean, you tell me if you live in that area. He's not my representative. But it's clear that the people of Northeast Pennsylvania, the people of the Archibald, Blakely, and that entire region by State Back Park, I believe that's the park that the governor visited, aren't buying this at all. There was someone who came out with a definitive policy today, and that was Pennsylvania State Treasurer and candidate for Governor Stacey Garrity. Earlier today, she put out a public statement saying that she is calling for a pause on data center development in Pennsylvania. She said Josh Shapiro rolled out the red carpet for massive data center projects. Now that communities are raising concerns about water usage, energy demands, noise, zoning, infrastructure, and effects on farmland, he's scrambling to do damage control. Pennsylvania families should not be sacrificed for Josh Shapiro's political ambitions or sweetheart deals. And she has her policy there. I'm going to have Stacey Garrity on the show tomorrow. And we're going to talk about this today, tomorrow, when I have her on directly and hear from her. But that's the statement she put out. There is a press release with that statement on her Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania Facebook page. You could look it up there yourself and read the statement. And I've called, when I interviewed Stacey Garrity, a week or two ago? I said, I would like to see the governor appoint a director of data centers to coordinate with county commissioners who coordinate with their townships and borough managers or leadership to figure out a more substantial plan here, not basically leaving it to the developers, which this grid program does. Hey, if you want these special incentives from the state, you need to do these things. We're not mandating them, but if you want to save a little extra money, if you want some taxpayers to help supplement you, you know, these are the things you're going to have to do, because that's what that is indeed. So all the entities get a full front and say, okay, identify the places in your county that are suitable for these data centers. Speak to the boroughs, speak to the communities, speak to the cities and the municipalities and say, where can these things go? And you map that and you bring that to the developers and say, hey, we've spoken to the people, we've spoken to their leaders, we've spoken to the counties, we're here to speak for the state. Here are the areas in each county which are suitable for you to build data centers. If they are not suitable to you, or is this something you don't want to pursue? Well, there's states all around America. Figure it out. This way, we have accommodated them to the benefit of the citizens of our area and Pennsylvania. And again, set a list of mandates that they need to fulfill. Not requests, mandates. And like I've said from the start, because this never happens and it needs to start happening here in Pennsylvania, we've seen it with the legalization of gambling. We've seen it with now the request to legalize recreational marijuana. We've seen it time and time again. The alcohol tax, the road taxes, everything that we get taxed up the yin-yang for, we never really see the benefit of that. Everyone else does, not the taxpayers. So a percentage of whatever tax revenue these centers bring in needs to go directly to reducing the burden on the taxpayer. That needs to be written in the legislation itself. It needs to be in the policies. It needs to be in the zoning. It needs to be in everything that's part of the approval process. This is not a slush fund for our municipalities, our counties, our state. this needs to benefit all people of Pennsylvania, which these programs never do. We've seen it. We were promised the world with the legalizing gambling, and we saw peanuts. Little bit, but peanuts. And put the mandates. You need to provide your own power. Any upgrade of the infrastructure is going to be on you. You need to have a decommissioning bond that's going to be held by the counties. So if you abandon this, if it becomes obsolete in 5 or 10 years and you're not done, we can deal with it. You need to use closed-loop cooling systems and mandate these things as part of doing business in Pennsylvania. Not come in here for your PR stunt and say, well, I've developed this grid plan, which really doesn't define anything. Just kind of if you want to do these things, because, I mean, I just listed what's listed in this. Protecting energy affordability. Okay, well, if they're building their own power plant, are they protecting energy affordability? Promoting transparency and community engagement. Well, if they put PR statements out, does that meet that criteria? Supporting workforce economic development. Well, they're going to hire people to build these places, and then there'll be a limited amount of people working at them. Good paying jobs, mind you. But it's the tax revenue that's developed from this. That's one of the things that stood out for me in Virginia. With all the problems we've seen in Virginia, which we should learn from and make sure it doesn't happen here, there is great tax benefit to these. I mean, over $900 million is going to Loudoun County, Virginia. $900 million could do a lot here in Lackawanna County. But you know what? It's not a slush fund. It's not in addition for a wish list for county commissioners or anyone else in elected office. It should go a percentage of that. 75% minimum should go to pay down the burden of the taxpayers. And then I think a lot more people would be at the table saying, I'm willing to listen. You're going to come close to wiping out my county tax debt. You're going to come close to making school tax obsolete. More people are going to listen. But that needs to be in conjunction. That's the carrot, but that's in conjunction with doing these things responsibly. Not abusing our environment, not taking our resources, not ruining our quality of life, which is why I think it's paramount that the state, the counties, and the localities need to get together and say, okay, you know what? We've done our analysis and research. Here's where you could put these things. Now go and try and buy those properties if you can. We're not going to help you. That's on you. Go make a best offer to whoever owns those properties. But here, as a township, as a borough, as a city, as a county, we decided you can build these. Have at it. Or if you know what, if you can't, if it's not cost conducive for you, there's New York, there's New Jersey, there's Maryland, there's Virginia. Have at it. It's 3:23 here at WILK.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.